Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome back to
Too Niche. I'm Elizabeth.
I'm Lara. And today we are hauling water. Ever heard of it? It's an essential force of life.
She's niche.
Everyone needs to drink it. Our bodies are comprised of 70% of water.
Statistics would say you're probably dehydrated in this very moment.
You definitely are. And we're having like water crises, multiple, in our very own country, America. And so kind of what better haul to do in the midst of water crises than a flat water bottle haul.
Say, this feels like an obvious next step from our episodes that we launched this very show with, mm-hmm. which was sparkling water. And a lot of the feedback I got from that is, oh, I had no idea there was such a wide variety. If you want to talk about wide variety of something seemingly so simple, yet so complex, bottled flat water is where this conversation lies.
Yeah. I was overwhelmed in the shop when I was like faced with the Erewhon water aisle. I was like, I don't know where to go. There are seemingly even more options of flat water than there are sparkling water. And I knew that sparkling waters tasted different. I don't know how different flat water tastes from other flat water.
Here's what's going through my head right now. One, I totally agree with you. I have no idea how to describe the taste of flat water. I don't know the descriptive words, so this is going to be an exploratory journey.
Yeah.
And so many levels. This, for certain, is an adventures in packaging and font, and we are going to get into it. There's a lot of lore also.
So much lore. And I think when you're navigating the bottled water space, there's tons of bullshit.
So much. And also too, there's a lot of controversy in the world of bottled water where some might argue, and probably there's a lot of validity to this, but that it's just being bottled where our tap water is coming from. We don't know about that today.
Yeah.
We're going on packaging, lore, taste, and I want to throw in the mix, bringability. Could you bring this as a hostess gift if you're going to a dinner party, and how would it measure up?
Okay. I'm already surveying the scene and I see many non-bringabilities.
Based off of looks?
Based off of looks. And even like when you said bringability, I thought you meant like, can I bring it in the car?
Oh.
Which is another huge bringability.
Well,
will it fit in the car thing? Like, how will this fit into like my whole car journey?
Yeah.
Not all waters do.
Not all waters do. And some might say, just I'll take your car and I'll raise it just into how does it fit into my day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the price point? Can I carry the bottle and look cute?
Yeah.
That's huge. So I say we start here with what is seared in my brain mm-hmm. as really the beginning of the bottled water craze. And that's Evian.
Yeah. Pour it up, pour it up. Let's do it. Evian is French, no? It's a big old... We're hydrating today, though. That's good. That's good.
Okay, so that was a big pour. I forgot that we're hauling. Hold, before we get into taste, let's go through some history.
Okay.
Evian comes from the French Alps. Evian natural spring water starts as rain and snow that falls into a glacial plateau in the French Alps, an area created 50,000 years ago during the Ice Age, where glaciers melted and created a unique geological landscape. That's the description of the glacial plateau. Filtration.
Okay.
The water naturally filters through layers of protected underground rock for over 15 years when it emerges at the Evian source. It contains naturally occurring electrolytes and minerals and a naturally balanced pH of 7.2, which gives Evian its unique, crisp taste.
Okay, I like all this so far.
I like all this too. Evian Le Bain. That's French.
Le Bain. For the bath. Bathtub.
Okay. The water emerges at the foot of the Alps.
Or the basin.
In the town of Evian Le Bain. I'm so sorry for pronouncing that and butchering it. Where the Evian Spring was first discovered over 200 years ago. We have great respect for this region and the water it provides. For over 25 years, we've been in partnership with the local community to continue to protect this natural resource so our water can be enjoyed today, tomorrow, and always.
So far, I'm loving the source. I think kind of how I like prefer like volcanoes or underground journeys that take thousands of years to get my sparkling water where it is. I need glaciers involved in my still water. I like them to be European, or just like I love the idea of like a non-American originated water. That seems right to me. And I like the design. So really all that's left is a taste test.
All that's left.
Okay.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Cheers.
It's good. Tastes like water. I don't know.
I don't know either.
We're about to be on a journey because this tastes like water to me.
Yeah, it tastes, it has no taste, which is
good.
A net positive.
Here's the thing though, is like to me, when I'm in an airport, I'm looking for either a smart water or an Evian prior to the flight. Like my safe space is buying like a $7 bottle of water, and I would first choose Evian, and if they don't have that, I'll go smart water.
Evian feels trusted.
And bringability, I will reuse this bottle. Like the last bottle of Evian I got was this size in an airport, and I used that same bottle for a week.
Oh.
I'm a big fill up the plastic bottle so and am just I. Keep taking it places. It kind of is gross when I think about it, but I'm also like,
you know what?
I'm doing something right.
You gotta, there's reduce, reuse, recycle.
I'm doing right by Mother Nature.
Reusing okay. is a big point in that tier.
I am thirsty, so this is quenching that.
I just wanna.
Has a dry finish. Maybe that's the mineral.
Just a through line with everything. We made sure that everything is room temp and we're drinking it out of a glass.
Yeah, because we read that vessel. Room temp is the best way to really do a taste test.
We felt like cold sort of masks any taste.
Yeah.
Okay, I just have this ingrained in my brain seeing like Jennifer Aniston in the 90s just carrying an Evian bottle like on set at Paramount or something like that.
But
like
now a she's
picture.
A smart water girl.
I know. But there's just something so OG about Evian.
Yeah.
I love the lore. It's an A.
It's an A, and that could be adjusted as this haul goes on. But I'm going to give it an A because I just am liking everything about it.
Yes.
I think we should move on to the Kardashians' favorite water. They put this one on the map. I'm not buying the hype, but only taste will tell, and that's Essentia.
Okay.
Essentia boasts 9.5 or higher pH, which is weird that they don't just have one. This does not look like expensive to me. I've never liked the Essentia color scheme. I don't like the design. To me, it's giving like Walmart, it's giving like budget bargain basement.
I agree with you.
And I was like, I don't feel cute when I have this around. And even if Kim K is carrying it everywhere and drinking it, I don't trust
it. But here's the thing with Kim K, you know, they just sent her a case. As somebody who used to work in celebrity gifting, that's where my career began.
They sent her like a lifetime supply.
They send you a lifetime supply and with the hopes of getting paparazzi'd and or in the background of Keeping Up. Or
but so
Kardashians
people have been drinking the Essentia Kool-Aid, but not me. I will go the other way. But what do we know about Essentia?
So here's the 411 on Essentia.
Also, I heard that like high pHs in water are like bullshit.
That's a whole other thing. That's a different haul, okay. I think. But they say they're supercharged ionized alkaline water. What is alkaline water? To be considered alkaline water, the water must have a pH higher than 7.0. The pH scale ranges from 0 to 14, with 7 being neutral. A pH of less than 7 is acidic, while a pH greater than 7 is alkaline. Essentia's ionized alkaline water has a pH of 9.5 or higher and a clean, smooth taste, which provides the body with necessary hydration. Alkaline water benefits or results are individual to each person. Some of our customers report immediate positive results, while others more gradual. What does supercharged mean? Our proprietary ionization process gives our water a pH of 9.5, great, we covered that, or higher by removing bitter tasting acidic ions. The end result is 99.9% pure premium water with a balance of electrolytes and minerals that complement the body's mix, all with a clean, smooth taste. Okay, so basically they purify, they infuse electrolytes.
They take tap water and they run it through a purifier.
Honestly, but it's saying BPA-free, fluoride-free, and chlorine-free.
Well, you can do that with like a... Where is it bottled from?
The LLC is in Washington.
Hmm.
But this seems like a branding exercise.
This is a branding exercise.
And I'm not obsessed with the font, but I do appreciate it alkaline, even though I've never really noticed a difference myself.
That water's wetter. It has a weird aftertaste. To me, it has a bitter aftertaste.
Wait, you're right. I actually am getting a weird aftertaste with it. It's interesting because Evian, in comparison, now that we've had two side by side, Evian was like really smooth and almost light. This one doesn't land the same.
This one is a wet, it sticks on the mouth, and then it gives you an aftertaste that's slightly like plastic.
Dry.
It's not even dry because it almost leaves like a slime, like not quite slime, not quite saliva. Essentia's trash. I knew it. I give it a D-, and I won't be looking back.
Okay.
The only reason it's not an F is because of their marketing scheme. But I don't like that taste. And now I know that water does taste different after all.
They're really proof of concept here. I am going to give it a C.
What is what are the great parts that are making it a C for you? What are you loving about this?
I think that I like that it's alkaline that's readily available. You can find this brand a lot of places.
What's to stop you, though, from choosing? Like, I doubt that it's that much more of a price point than Evian.
You're right.
You're being too kind.
I know.
I'm going to bully you now into...
You know what? You're right. Oh, guess who owns them?
Who?
Guess.
Coca-Cola.
Nestle. Says it all.
Nope. It has that Nestle aftertaste.
Exactly.
And I say this as a Ready Refresh customer who still hasn't changed her Arrowhead delivery, but it's going to happen. It's on my to-do list. Okay, let's go to this water. Should we go on like a pH journey?
Sure.
Okay. So this was interesting to me. It's called Zen Water.
Zen Water. WTR.
I think it's also just like tap water that's been run through several machines. It's boasting higher than 9.5 pH. But the thing that sets Zen Water apart is that the bottle and the cap and the label are 100% recycled from ocean-bound plastic.
Which we love.
Which I...
Because...
They're really doing something about Trash Island here, but they're also just they're taking the trash and making less trash out of the trash.
So this is an interesting cycle because the water industry, ultimately, a lot of it is based on plastics and glass, as we know. And that is contributing to the pollution of the oceans, therefore fucking up our water, therefore
filling us with microplastic,
enticing us to need to buy bottled water. It's a fucked system, basically.
And this, to me, what originally attracted me was Zen Water. I'm a sucker for a name. So like Zen Water, to me, I'm like, I want in on that. Then I read more. And I was like, oh, the grift on this water is like, we made this thing. We took five bottles from Trash Island. We merge them all into this one bottle you're holding in your hand. Then that gets them off the hook for actually having to like
bottle water,
find a glacier that's melting and like find the good water. So this also makes me cry. They said they give back 1% for the ocean. They give 1% of proceeds to ocean conservation.
But they say also on their website that they're certified plastic negative, which means they're supporting programs that recover and recycle 200% of our annual plastic footprint.
Okay.
So
they're monetizing Trash Island, which I like. And in late stage capitalism, in order to make some horrible problem go away, you have to figure out how to monetize it first. So that's they're true. Doing that.
Yeah. This is a pH of 9.5.
And it's a good color scheme, good name. And bringability, I think this would fit in the cup holder.
For the day-to-day, great bringability. I'm not bringing this to a dinner party.
No, I would not be caught dead.
Cheers.
I like that. Is it me or is it a bit of a tangy aftertaste? It's a tiny tang.
There's the slightest hint of plastics at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But that's probably
the 5 plastic Trash Island bottles that have been floating around the ocean.
Into this.
Yeah. Do you think this is giving you, putting more microplastics in your body because it's like merging all those ancient plastics?
I don't know.
Like, I feel like there's something is not adding up. I wouldn't go down this road again.
Mm-mm.
But I will give it C minus.
I'll give it a C plus because they're trying to do something with, they're acknowledging the problem.
But they're also part of the problem. So it makes me think that they're sinister.
Everyone in the bottled water industry game is sinister to some degree.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, wait. I want to try a sip of the Evian just now that I know.
Palate cleanse?
Yeah, now that I know what tap water distilled. Like, you could start your own water company from your kitchen.
That's kind of like what Zen water tastes like.
That tastes glacial. It tastes like nature.
There's a lightness to the Evian that is really nice.
It's light, but also wet.
It's tried and true.
And no weird aftertaste.
None.
Okay, wow. We're learning so much. Let's continue on the pH of it all.
Okay.
Why don't you grab that pouch? Because that intrigued
me. I'm very intrigued by this pouch. The brand is called H Factor.
Okay. This is on the shelves at Erewhon right now. I've never seen a water pouch. And I always love like a new vessel to explore.
How much does a pouch cost?
I want to say this costs like $2.99 or $3.99 for 11 fluid ounces. It's not that great of a deal.
No, you're not really getting a deal, but...
Bringability, also, you could not bring this to a dinner party. You can't really bring it in your car because you're going to squeeze a pouch all over yourself.
But you could throw it in your purse easier than you could a plastic bottle.
True. And it's made, so it seems, for just like slamming after a workout or during a workout. It says, okay, it's H Factor, hydrogen infused water.
And on the website, it says, hang on a second.
Already loving their copyright.
A plus loving coffee.
Loving it. Loving it. Go on.
Hang on a second. Doesn't water already have hydrogen in it, as in H2O?
Mm-hmm.
Of course it does. But when the two hydrogen atoms in H2O are bound to oxygen, they are not available for any other interactions. However, when you infuse hydrogen gas into water, active hydrogen molecules are free and accessible to your body. Think of it like a plus one. We've invited an extra guest, H2, to the party, H2O. Small and soluble molecular hydrogen can quickly circulate and speed straight into the power centers of our cells. You know I love a cell recharge.
And this is true. I listened to a whole podcast about hydrogen gas, and it was all about these like machines that you can make hydrogen gas out of. You can like breathe the vapors, or you can put it in water and like drink, or you can just like drink pure hydrogen, which is different than like H2O, and it's supposed to be like incredible for you. But on that same podcast, they were saying like you kind of have to drink it really fast. Like, as soon as it's made, it goes away. So you have to drink it really fast. So I don't know. I'm like, is that why it's in a pouch? Maybe that is why it's in a pouch. Does it say why it's in a pouch? I don't think you can have it exposed to like light in a bottle type of. This does say drink within 30 minutes of opening. So that is like in line with what I've read or what I've listened to and the knowledge I've gleaned about hydrogen.
I'm on the mission section of the website, and it says the first functional award-winning water brand poised to start a hydrogen hydration movement. It's anti-inflammatory and antioxidant benefits of hydrogen have been documented in over 1,000 studies that show that molecular hydrogen positively impacts fitness, health, lifestyle, recovery, and wellness. I am interested.
Yeah. I'm very much sold on this.
Okay.
I said, when I saw this on the wall, I said, hang on.
The packaging and the font is giving sports drink.
But I like that.
Yeah, it's appealing to a certain customer in like the active wellness space. I love how that tastes. It tastes activated.
It does taste activated.
If that was cold, I would be.
Yeah. That would be a game changer. I can't tell if I'm just been manipulated by the lore. I think they're onto something.
We got to finish it.
Yeah.
It's important.
It's good for us.
Yeah. I am intrigued. I have intrigue around this whole thing.
A really good squeeze.
Throw it in your purse and let's go.
But look, it's out so fast.
I know.
I don't love that.
But that's good. You have to drink it within 30.
But it's only 11 ounces. That's not even that much water. It does taste like it has something going on, and it wasn't just like someone's weird kitchen water right. project.
No, there's definitely something happening with it.
I'm giving it an A.
I'll give it an A, even though I don't love the branding. But I guess it feels right for what it is, which is like science-y. And
this really appealed to my like me on like a fitness journey this year and like trying to do strength training and like maxing out in the gym and like lifting. Yeah. I was like, oh, I gotta get in on this.
If Teresa's at her like fitness competitions and this was the water sponsor, that would track.
You gotta
completely.
Bring this around health and wellness gym people. I think they'll be impressed.
I'm feeling something.
Me too.
Like a clarity.
Me too. My eyes like brightened.
H factor A+.
Wow. Put it over there with Evian. It doesn't deserve to be with these peasants. Okay. What's next?
I think we go to a shapeshifter in the space.
Okay.
Boxed water.
Okay. I'm going to say whenever boxed water is the only option, I'm sad and I feel unsafe. I guess it's like supposedly better for the environment than plastic.
I agree. I love the concept. Have never been a fan of the execution, but I've never done an official
taste comparison
as we are doing right now. So I'm curious. And also, every time I've had it, I believe I've drank in it out of the box. So I'm curious what it's going to taste like out of a glass.
Yeah, I just don't trust a box to be the right housing for water.
Let's see what their lore is.
Can I take a wild guess at their lore?
Please.
I think they're a kitchen project with boxes.
Okay, well, they've just been carbon neutral product certified.
Okay.
So that works for the kitchen. The packaging is 92% plant-based, the most renewable package in the water aisle. I'll give them some points for that.
Okay, that's cool.
Fun fact, 69 billion plastic bottles are made every year and only 5% are recycled. The solution, choose renewable materials and refill. See, you have something on
there.
Wait,
where do the rest of the bottles go?
TI, obviously.
Really?
Yeah.
Out of... Okay, wait, 69 billion bottles of water are produced every year. And then how many? 5%? Are the rest just being like thrown away and burned and released into the atmosphere? Like, are some accidentally like thrown in the trash instead of the recycling bin? Or are they trying to say like they're all just dropped on the ground?
I don't know. I would need to look into it further. But, you know, there is a very strong argument that most recycling programs are a ruse.
Yeah.
So.
Like recycling is kind of a scam. I've just heard that, which is upsetting if true. Someone needs to disrupt and monetize.
Really needs, we need to someone to get in there.
Okay.
Okay. Well, their packaging is 100% recyclable, and it seems to me that that is,
that's the draw.
The leg they're standing on, they're which on I think is Zen a great plan. Leg to be on.
Okay.
Okay. Cheers. You know what? It tastes like tap water.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have that box taste that it does when you drink it out of the box.
Kind of has a bit of a box smell, though.
Concur. But I really like the font. I like that they went a milk carton route.
Mm-hmm.
Disruptors.
Disruptors, but like, do we need this? Like, why?
Yeah,
why
do
you now? We need them over like an Evian.
Well, Evian's in plastic.
But isn't this also just trash at the end of the day?
It's, they said it's,
it's recyclable.
100% recyclable. It says our product can be recycled just like any other household product. Your milk carton, juice box, or chicken stock.
But wait, aren't plastic bottles recyclable? I'm confused. They're throwing a lot of facts, but like, I'm not getting why. Like, they're like, there's so much trash and water and plastic bottles make up a lot of it. But what we're going to do is also make trash and fill it with water and tell you that it's like, we're like better trash than the other trash, but we're still trash at the end of the day. So well, if you're entering the, if, I guess what I'm discovering about myself is that I actually want carbon unneutral plastic or glass bottled water flown from Europe over to me that comes from a really gorgeous place. And then I want all the rest of the trash waters gone. And then couldn't that you argue that that would actually be carbon, more carbon neutral?
That's one method. I think maybe if we just had less options on the market.
Right now, H Factor and Evian should be the only options at the market
so far, but we have so many more to go.
But I'm just discovering where,
like,
if it's gonna be trash, at least make it like great trash. Don't make it like mid trash that's just adding more trash to the mix,
or making the water taste funky, because then that's counterintuitive, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I give it like a C+.
I agree, that's exactly what I was thinking. I would give it a, I hate to say this, the plus is coming from the innovation with the packaging. I actually might bump it up to a B- just for that.
Okay.
But I know that's not where you're at.
But I just don't understand. I guess I don't know enough about
it's
recycling.
It's 92%
maybe.
Plant-based packaging. It's the most renewable package in the water aisle. I have to give it.
But is a cardboard box plant-based technically? Isn't a piece of paper plant-based?
Instead of plastic bottles and aluminum cans, we are made from 92% renewable materials, mostly paper. Even the cap is plant-based. A plant-based cap is, that's innovation, baby.
But the is the cap, it's not totally plant-based, right? It's 92%. So they're like, this just seems like, I'm just trying to.
A grift?
Not a grift, but it's a use of jargon. Like, I could give you a piece of notebook paper and be like, look at this incredible plant-based paper. But right. All paper is like plant-based because, right? Because paper is made out of trees.
Yeah.
So if your bottle is plant-based and 92% of it is, but then the other 8% is plastic, like, it's just, it's more.
Here's a fun marketing gimmick that they have. You post, we plant. Post an image of this box with hashtag Better Planet, and we'll plant 2 trees in a national forest with the NFF. 1,200,000 trees already planted.
Okay, let's post. And I want, actually, they're gonna need to like prove, they're gonna need to prove the trees.
I just wanted to follow up on that tree planting promise.
No, I'm gonna circle back, and I just need to just have whoever's planting the trees, I'll give them my number. They can just send me a text, like a selfie of them with the trees.
Okay.
I'm in a place of really besting things up today, and I just feel like I like this water better than Zen, better than Essentia, but I don't like it that much.
Okay.
and I want to see, we're going to post and we're going to keep circling back until we get some tree answers. Do you think anyone has ever followed up being like, I want to see the two trees that I was responsible for?
I don't know if anyone's ever done it, but I'm happy to explore that in the name of Too Niche.
I was like, too bad we're filming with phones, because I was like, let's search this hashtag and see actually how many people have posted this hashtag. They're saying like 1 million people have posted a photo and used this hashtag.
Allegedly.
I'm sniffing out some bullshit today. Okay, where should we go next?
I think we should go fancy.
Okay. I can take you really fancy. I could take you to like fancy grift.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so this water is called Ophora. It's incredibly expensive. It's on the shelf at Erewhon right now, retailing for $13.99 for a 25-ounce bottle.
And the big bottle, or
they have a big jug.
$30.
It's $30. I will say, when I saw the price point of the $30 jug, I immediately went to a place of need. And I held off until I got COVID for the first time. And then I said, you know what? I deserve the $30 jug. And I drank it. And I think things helped. I don't know. Being hydrated is a good thing. It didn't cure me quick enough, but it didn't make anything worse.
Okay.
What are they saying?
Okay. So this is Ophora Water Technologies. And my curiosity is piqued as to what could make any water be at this price point. Not only do they offer the bottle that we have, the jug that we mentioned, but they also have an under-the-counter system and a bio-quantum water station, like a water cooler vibe.
A bio-quantum water station? Wait, bio-quantum?
Guess how much the system is.
For under the sink?
Yeah.
$1,500.
$3,500.
What I love about Ophora is that they will blow your any price point expectation out of the water and come in with something so hot and so expensive that it'll blow your mind.
The bio-quantum water station, which looks like any water cooler setup that you would have at like an office or like a workout studio, is on sale from $5,550. You can get it now for $4,595.
Does that also mean you have to subscribe to like a pro, like a jug, to get jugs of the water delivered to put in your bio station? Or do you just hook your water?
It filters municipal city water.
Oh, so you just hook it up to your water pipeline and then it is just a station. And that's instead of putting something under the
sink.
There
is financing available.
Oh, that's good.
You can also have pool and spa systems, custom built. You have to submit for a quote. You can do BioFresh pool water, Oxylux wellness spa, which is like a Japanese soaking tub kind of situation.
Okay, I like that.
Stainless steel wellness spa that is custom built. All of these are custom built. Whoa, I am blown away, and I still haven't gotten to the point of what makes it so amazing. Like, what are they doing?
From the back label, they say, at Ophora Water Technologies, we use our patented process to infuse nano-pure water with molecular stabilized oxygen. In clinical studies, molecular oxygen has been shown to have many therapeutic benefits, including increased energy levels, improved hydration, enhanced immune function, better nutrient absorption, improved digestion, and reduced signs of aging. It also has a pH of 8 and 40 parts per million stabilized oxygen. And they say their water is medical grade water, whatever that means.
I've never wanted to try anything more in my entire life.
Are you finding out any more of like what their, because like
what the shtick is?
I think that this is, okay, it's manufactured by Perfect Water Worldwide LLC in Santa Barbara. So this is like a kitchen water project vibes. You know what it's also reminding me of? I feel like when I was a teenager, I stumbled into the concept of oxygen bars. Remember like oxygen bar craze?
Oh yeah, sure do. Okay, the water place that I mentioned in a previous episode that's on Sunset that had like abundance water and love water. also doubled as an oxygen bar, and you know that I hit that up.
Yeah. But I think that oxygen bar, I feel like I read or heard or something or intuited that oxygen bars are actually, like, any sort of oxygen thing is kind of bullshit.
But all of us don't breathe correctly. Like, we're not maximizing our oxygen intake. I will say that.
True.
Think that there's a very known difference between, like, how we all breathe versus, like, how we could be breathing to then help with brain function and just overall feeling better. I've done a lot of breath stuff in my life. And
dragon breath.
All the breaths. But this website isn't really explaining what's going on.
They're not explaining a lot and giving, like, an incredibly high price point, which reads to me like that's the marketing technique for Aphora.
So I clicked on the BioQuantum drinking water station. Here's what it has to say. Let's deep dive. Aphora's BioQuantum drinking water station is our most robust point of use drinking water system, including the added benefit of ozone purification and increased oxygen levels, assembled in a sleek, aesthetically pleasing, fully integrated design. This point-of-use system produces hot and chilled, nano-pure, remineralized, pH-balanced, structured oxygenated water on tap. The perfect fit for any home, office, gym, or spa, eliminating the unnecessary burden of single-use plastic bottles. Here's what you get. Increased bioavailable oxygen to 10 to 12 ppm. Purifies point-of-use drinking water to 0.0001 microns, ozone diffusion technology, robust UV light sterilization, naturally remineralized with essential minerals, NaKMgCa, pH balanced 8.0 to 8.5, incorporated water restructuring technology, energetically polished with rose quartz crystals, plumbs directly into your existing water line, and annual filter replacement.
Oh, that's for the 4,000 thing?
Yeah.
But what's the tech? What do they say? It's not really clear. There's no, like, about us. They kind of put some plastic.
I don't get it. I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's taste. It seems sparklier to me than other waters. Is that just because it's so expensive?
Yeah.
We're under its spell.
It tastes like ozoned.
It does, and it has like a pre-smell, but the smell isn't bad. But it smells like...
I mean, this tastes like great water.
It does taste pretty great.
An up level of... I don't know the proper water sum terms, so just go with me on this. It's like tastes clean.
Mm-hmm.
And like, well, charged.
It's medical grade.
It's medical. Must be the rose quartz.
The water tastes good.
My somatic healer who I go to, he has like ozone water in his practice, mm-hmm. and it tastes like that. It's good stuff. This is great stuff.
This is good. But why the price point? Your somatic healer is, I would say,
he's making
probably
it.
He makes it.
Yeah.
Okay. I would love.
He's filtering. He's boiling. There's a whole process.
Okay.
I've been coming from a place of boiling my water lately. I filter it and then I boil it and then I bottle it.
You need to sell it. You're one step away.
I'm one font exercise away from having a water company.
Okay. Here's a pitch for your water company.
Okay.
Since you're already doing all of this and, like, I don't want you to have any, like, overhead beyond what it is you're already doing. It's very time intensive. I think that you say a positive affirmation to the water, or you, like, think nice thoughts, or you just do something that's like the Elizabeth way, and then you sell positive affirmation water because that actually does change, like, the molecular structure of water and, like, the crystallization process, and, like, good intentions really do change water. They carry that energy, and then you absorb that energy as a drinker. And that is an angle that I have yet to see on the shelves.
I'm listening.
And I really think
free ideas.
I think we might see in the next year or two, I feel like we're going to see an intention water at Erewhon.
Oh, yeah. Without question. I love this water. I am knocking it down as to an A minus for two reasons. Obviously, the price point is off the charts, and the vagueness of the website is not helping.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a B for be real about what's happening with your water. It does taste good, but even if I was like a billionaire, I think I would feel weird about spending 25K.
It's interesting that the pH level for this one is 8 when all the other ones
boast 9.
Like, yeah, I wonder what that's about.
I think that once you are getting above a certain pH level, it's like doesn't matter anymore.
It said that it needs to be like the right thing to do is be above a 7.
Yeah.
I don't know. I need to investigate more. It's a lot to take in.
It's a lot. I kind of have a headache now. Is that Aphora's fault or is that my own fault?
I could be from a boxed water hangover.
It's microplastics and boxes. Okay, we're going to pause.
Pause.
And then we'll be back.
Yeah.
Guys, we're back. Full disclosure, it's been a day or two since we started this haul. So we're back for the second half of the haul. But I have to say, in that time, we both have been radicalized by H Factor water.
Cases have been ordered from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a full thing. And I went and I bought the really expensive one too and have just been doing like little tiny glasses of it throughout the day to savor it.
Mm-hmm.
There's something happening.
Something is happening with Aphora.
Yeah.
It's just a little too expensive for me to like engage because I know once I really go in, I'm going to want it all the time and my wallet and lifestyle can't handle that.
That's right.
But it can handle pouches of H Factor.
I'm very excited about these two discoveries. We're going to bring it back to an old faithful.
Yeah.
Smart Water really came on the scene in 1996.
Was it 96?
Yep.
For some reason, I thought of Smart Water as like happening in 2010.
Me too. It was introduced in 1996. And then by 2016, it was one of the top 5 brands of bottled water in the country with sales worth nearly $830 million in 2017. The water industry
is where it's at.
I am blown away.
So Smart Water is just a smart name to name your water. So props for that. And Jen Aniston, face of Smart Water.
She actually is no longer an ambassador. It's currently Zendaya.
Damn.
Yeah.
They said out with the old and with the new.
They did. Also, I think Jen has just been stacking up spokespersonships as of late. So she'll be fine. I'm not worried about old Jen.
So Smart Water is just vapor distilled kitchen water, I'm realizing.
Yeah. And they also now have an alkaline option. This is just the non-alkaline, but they have electrolytes and a purely balanced pH. I wonder what the pH is now that I'm
looking into it.
Learning about pH for the first time in my 37 years. It doesn't say what the pH is. It just says it's balanced.
Smart Water is always what I go for, like in a gas station, on a road trip.
It feels trusted.
The bringability factor in the car, huge. It's
huge.
The perfect size for a cup holder, and you can get a 33-ounce bottle, so I love that.
And it was $1.98.
Yeah, price point good. It's a good taste.
It's a great taste. Whatever they're doing, it's great. I'm going to knock it off a notch for Big Water.
Yeah, because it's owned by Coca-Cola.
That's right.
But there is just a good taste to it.
I'm going to give it an A minus. I'd be okay if they did like a little bit of a rebrand.
It's time. I think keep the shape. You could keep the color scheme.
Switch it up a bit.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. I'm going to give it an A minus as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
I like it. It's like it's holding its own against all the others. And showing that it's better than some of the other kitchen waters we've discussed.
That's right. If it has electrolytes in it, I'm always going to grab an electrolyte infused option just for hydration
Mm-hmm. I want to give an honorable mention to a water we're not hauling today, but one that I'm always happy to interface with whenever I go home, and that's Sam's Choice Water.
Oh.
Sam's is essentially like the Costco of...
Like a Sam's Club?
Like a Sam's Club.
Okay.
My mom has been buying their bottled water for forever, and it tastes so good to me. I'm going to do another taste when I get home, okay, and see how it stacks up now that I'm a little more educated and, yes, my palate has expanded. But for some reason, it always tastes like, has like a hint of sweetness to it. And I like that in a water.
I wonder what they do to the kitchen process for that.
Yeah, we got to look into it. Okay, should we go Fiji next?
Yeah, let's do another brand name recognizable. They are owned by Stuart Resnick and his wife, Linda Resnick. They are rich, 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 rich. They own what's called the Wonderful Company. That's Teleflora.
Palm. Pistachios.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very familiar.
It's all of the things. They claim that it's bottled in Fiji and they have a whole Fijian aesthetic. Is, mm-hmm, that a word?
Fijian.
Sure. Yeah. And
this changed the game when it came on the scene.
It did. Square bottle. They're trying to take you on vacation with the branding.
And it worked.
It worked.
It transported me. It immediately made me think, I need this water. It's the best water. It has a hibiscus on the front. Like, what's up?
Yeah. But my favorite thing about Fiji, we have to give it a sec to mention the Fiji girl drama of the 2019 Golden Globes.
Refresh my memory, because that feels like a decade ago, right. Well, another lifetime entirely.
Certainly another lifetime ago. So essentially, Fiji had a partnership with the Golden Globes and put various models on the red carpet holding trays of Fiji water.
I recall this.
And one of the models ended up basically being in the background of every red carpet shot, to the point where the meme craze that then transpired just took it to a whole other level. And like, it was Fiji Water Girl was the thing on the moment and basically the biggest takeaway from 2019. So this was A Star Is Born.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what we got from those Golden Globes is the one person in a room Gaga soundbite. And then Fiji Girl, and there was nothing else.
Yeah. And Fiji has always, to me, been aligned with like celebrity or like A-list, even more than something like Evian is just high end and bougie. But Fiji always seemed like entertainment industry adjacent from the jump.
Yeah. They're like boots on the ground infiltrating all aspects of entertainment. But what I thought was so funny is after this craze happened and everybody was talking about the Fiji girl, Jamie Lee Curtis came out and tweeted, "So I specifically moved away from the blatant Fiji and Moe promotions. I knew there was a photographer poised and I moved as I didn't want to be doing advertising for either. The sponsors of events need to get permission from people before they try to take their picture with them."
Wow.
Jamie. Saying
she's not wrong.
She's not wrong.
Mm-mm.
And good for her for standing up for her identity being used to promote something that she didn't agree with, which essentially Fiji Girl, who is a woman by the name of Kelleth Cuthbert, her real name is Kelly Steinbeck, then with the backlash, I think at first she was like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, everybody's memeing me. Like, didn't expect this. And then Fiji put up a cutout of Fiji Girl holding the tray of Fiji at the local Bristol Farms just down the street. And then she sued them.
Smart. Did she get money?
They countersued her.
No.
And then it just sort of fell by the wayside. So they must have settled out of court because they couldn't find anything.
Damn. And then have we heard from her since?
She got a spokesmanship with them, and she was holding the tray of the Stella and Chewy's dog treats as she was the Fiji water. And then the following year, the Golden Globes changed their official water sponsor to Icelandic Glacial.
Wow.
Yeah.
A slap in the face.
What a tale.
What a tale. Well, so Fiji water is, though, bottled in Fiji at the source.
Yes, but there's also some controversy with that because word on the street is that a large percentage of local people are without clean drinking water. So there's been some documented tiffs between Fiji and the government. I mean, it's something I'm learning about the water industry. There's no clean slate.
They love to take water from the source without providing people that live at the source with the water they need.
Right.
Yeah. I don't love that.
I don't love that either.
I don't love the Fiji controversy.
Mm-mm.
But let's taste it.
Let's taste it.
And
let's see
where the cards fall.
Are we Fiji girls ourselves?
That's a good water.
It's a good water. I appreciate the portfolio of the parent company.
Mm-hmm. It's a sexy portfolio. Teleflora, I'm not thrilled by, but, you know, I can give that a pass. Their food and beverage portfolio.
Well, I think when you're doing food, bev, from a lot of things are, you know, plant-based that they're working with, that flowers just feel like it's the next
logical step.
Yeah.
I like this water. I'd go for it despite the controversy, but because of the controversy, I'm going to give it a B.
I'm on the B train too. I think with all of this, like it's just, and you alluded to this earlier, when it comes to like why spend all that fossil fuel to ship over the water, it's just a little quesh.
Yeah, they raise a lot of questions and don't provide many answers. Yeah.
But you know who is sort of providing answers? Who's is our that? Next water, Crystal Geyser.
Crystal Geyser, the price point is low. It's like a 33-ounce bottle for $1.99. Fiji's more in like the $3.99 to $4 range. But I will say, Crystal Geyser, I don't know if I trust it.
Well, I was a little questionable on it as well, just because I feel like they're sort of like the go-to big market water.
Mm-hmm.
And I do appreciate that they come in a bevy of sizes.
Yeah.
In my mom and dad's house in the Cott household, they have those teeny tiny bottles, which I don't like because you're not hydrating from that. And
an 8-ounce bottle.
We're not keeping an eye.
Or just like the 4-ounce.
The tiny ones.
Oh, yeah. That's like pretty worthless. Yeah, that's just you're harming the environment.
We're not keeping an eye on the environment in the Michigan Cott household, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But they do recycle. So I was looking into Crystal Geyser. It's Crystal Geyser Natural Alpine Spring Water, not to be confused with the other Crystal Geyser brand. But
there are two Crystal Geyser water brands?
Yeah.
That's confusing.
It's confusing.
Are they the same company that owns them?
No, the other one is more known for their sparkling.
How can this be? It's just a cutthroat world.
I don't
world.
Have the answers.
It's a cutthroat world in Waterland.
It really is.
It's Water World, the real Water World.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So Crystal Geyser started their company in 1990 to do one thing and only one thing, bottle natural, pristine spring water right at the source. And since that time, their founding principle has remained unchanged. They are an independent, family-owned and operated company, which I love.
Okay, I love that.
And they say that they have the freedom to do things their own way without compromise. And they also have a recycling program. So they're the first beverage company to build and run a PET recycling plant, where they recycle nearly 1 billion bottles worth of plastic a year. They're bottling spring water from the source in Calistoga, California. They kind of feel like OGs.
I imagine their family business, like they're like the Yellowstone of water dynasties, if you will. And I would love a show.
I'll take a show.
They are sold to Erewhon, so how bad can they be? Truly.
There's only one way to find out.
Okay.
An added point for the sports lid on this particular bottle form.
See, I don't like a sports lid. I don't like a bottle crunch when I like...
Well, this type of bottle crunches. There just isn't a way about it.
There's no way. Every bottle will eventually crunch. And I don't like to like suck really hard right. at a bottle. Like I would rather have it flow into my mouth with no work from me except for a tip.
They do have the big gallons,
mm-hmm.
which is very like doomsday prepper important.
I have one of those in my car. I feel like whenever I go to the desert, I always try and do a water challenge for myself, which is just to drink a gallon of water a day. So I do like the size
options. Don't let
options.
That get hot, though.
Mm-hmm.
That can't. Like, no heat.
That's tasting plasticky to me.
You know, I've always felt that it tasted plasticky, but then when I read about the company and it being anti-big water,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to give it another chance.
I'm not impressed by the taste.
There's a plasticky smell, but I think it's just the vessel that it's in. It's like that thin, crunchy plastic.
Yeah, it's not the thinnest plastic around, but it certainly isn't the thickest. And I think we're finding that glass bottle supremacy is real.
Exactly.
And
it's not Kirkland's signature crunchy, but it's crunchy.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a C+. It gets the job done.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd love to challenge, a C for challenge, to do more.
I'm going to give it a C+ for the plus is because of the recycling program. And the C is that I think this would be better chilled.
Mm-hmm. It's a dry, it dries out my mouth. By the end of the sip, my mouth is dry, which is a strange thing when water is the thing that you're sipping on.
Yeah, C+, final answer.
I just read a book called The Hidden Messages in Water that was written by a Japanese scientist who studied frozen water and took photos of it as it melted out of like a totally frozen state into a liquid state and photographed the ice crystals of the waters that he was studying to see if the formation of crystals changed when a water was like either played a specific type of music to, told a specific affirmation. And he discovered that the crystals do change when any of these things are present. And some crystals like reflect whatever the stimuli was. It's mind-blowing that not a ton of people are like freaking out about this. Like, why the whole world doesn't know this and isn't like acting accordingly and falling in line is a mystery to me. But I think you should read it. The human body is 70% water. So his theory is that you should be putting water that has the ability to form these gorgeous crystals into your body, because that's carrying, like, water carries all the messages and like makes your body function. So if the water is, I mean, this isn't like rocket scientist, but if the water is bad or like poisonous
or sad,
then your body will follow suit. But if the water is happy and filled with like messages of love and gratitude and clean, your body will also feel the same way. So this is like also emerging science that maybe some people would call pseudoscience, but I mean, he has all the pictures of the crystals in the book and they speak for themselves.
It sounds great to me.
Yeah.
I heard of this practice that I think we should all try, that when before you go to bed at night, you write an intention on a post-it and put it next to your glass of water by your bedside.
Put it on.
Yes. Put the post-it on the glass by your bedside. Then when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is sip that water. It's supposed to call in some magic. Why not?
I'm going to posit a like revision to this practice, because I've heard that you're not supposed to drink Like if you left a glass with no top on it, like not like a bottle, but like a glass just open while you sleep, that water is like absorbing your dreams and stuff.
Oh.
So you shouldn't drink it, but you should water your plants with it.
Okay.
And so, but so after I read that, who knows where I read it, TBD if it's even true, but it really resonated with me. I'm always like a closed top bottle of water.
Okay. So,
but I did try
the
that.
Top.
Mm-hmm.
And you tried it?
Oh, I just slapped a post-it on my arrowhead.
Okay, perfect. She went one step further.
But yeah, I'm all about like send your water a message. It literally, that's another thing I like about it. It's one of, it falls right in line with that kind of science where I'm like, can't hurt.
I'm all for can't hurt science.
Yeah. So what? If it doesn't work, you literally are just the same person. Nothing bad happened. But if it does work, it could be incredible.
Life-changing, even.
Yeah. So give it a shot. Also, I'm really big on an app now to track my water intake because I just realized like I'm not stepping up to the plate when it comes to properly hydrating. So I have a drink water app that I'm like just tracking every time I drink water, trying to get.
Does it remind you to drink, or are
you letting
it know? It
will remind you to drink. It'll say like time for a drink, and then you have to like glug some water down.
It's like a Tamagotchi.
Yeah, and then I saw this other app that I kind of liked that was like a little plant. Like it reminds you to drink, and every time you drink, you get like a digital plant, and then the plant gets watered. So then the plant grows, and you can grow your garden via this like app. And I was like, that's really smart.
I like that a lot.
I went on a deep dive of like water apps. I'm just at like the free, like what's free right now, but I'm thinking about making some purchases.
There's
in that
a
space. Yeah.
Water apps.
Water apps.
Okay, let's go to, I'm feeling a rich water.
Okay, I'm right there with you. I think Antipodes.
Antipodes.
Okay.
Okay, so if you guys remember, Antipodes was one of our highest rated sparkling waters from that haul. And I think what made it really stand out for me was the bringability. Like this is the type of thing you can bring to a dinner party to dazzle your guests.
Yeah. You show up with a, I mean, you could show up with two flat bottles of water, but you're really going to knock people's socks off if you show up with two sparkling bottles of Antipodes water.
But I'll argue to say if you have one sparkling, one flat, show up bearing that gift and maybe like a tiny little bouquet of flowers,
you're the guest that everyone wants to come to their event.
Yep.
True. Because some people don't like sparkling water.
And I think, too, a fancy flat
is nice.
It's a twist.
Yeah. So Antipodes is bottled at the source. Isn't it New Zealand?
Yep.
Yeah.
Antipodes is naturally one of the world's purest waters, scientifically categorized as one of the deepest, highest quality artesian aquifers in New Zealand. This, combined with our methods of bottling, packaging, recycling, wetland planting, and delivery, means the entire Antipodes process is completely carbon neutral, achieving carbon zero certification from aquifer to any table in the world. Antipodes is the perfect partner for fine foods. Drink chilled, drink often, live well.
Love.
That is from their mission statement on their delightfully minimalist packaging.
And we're going to shout out Antipodes for providing us with a case of flat and sparkling each.
That's right.
They gifted, and that goes far.
After they heard our sparkling water haul, they were very sweet and reached out and hand-delivered two cases to both Lara and I, and that was above and beyond kind and thoughtful.
That's all that I want in this world.
Is
Are
a hand-delivered.
Are you listening, H-Factor?
Hand-delivered water.
Hand-delivered expensive cases of water in beautiful glass bottles. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah.
It's just great
water. It's just
water.
Really good water.
Yeah. But I really think that this is, to reiterate, it's great water. It is a little bit pricier than most. So I say it's a special occasion water. It's if you're having people over, if you want something to look beautiful on the table, that's the move.
Yeah. It's not a drink everyday water.
This is, do you know Moru Coffee? Mm-mm. In Los Feliz? They have one in Los Feliz and one in DTLA. And this is the water that they carry. And I just feel like it sets a vibe.
Yeah, Cafe Stella also carries this water, which I noted and I was very impressed.
There was also a scene from a old episode of OC of Heather and Tamara.
Mm-hmm. Out to lunch.
And they had Antipodes in the scene. And we just felt very, it felt very symbiotic.
Yeah, I would, if I had a restaurant, be offering Antipodes as my splat, flat or sparkling.
Honestly, your splat offerings, mm-hmm. sparkling or flat.
Yeah, this water is also an gorgeous. A plus.
Yeah,
A+. It's great. It's not going to run you as much as Ophora will. It's not promising anything extra except just a delicious water.
A delicious water with a great font.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful glass bottle. There's a market for that.
Yeah.
And they're hitting it on the head.
Let's go.
Pana?
Yeah.
Great.
Acquapana, also a high-end Italian water.
Tuscany, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I love this packaging. I love the font. I love the what it's evoking. It's evoking beautiful cafe outside, pairing great with wine, just...
Hotel, staying in a gorgeous hotel.
Luxury.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I know people love this water. My fiance's mom is not a water fan. And Acquapana like got her to water.
Wow.
So that's important.
Wherever water finds you in your life, that's the water you should stick with.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm really excited to try this. Cheers.
Cheers. Should we be cheersing with water?
Good point.
Wow.
That's a great water.
It's great. I also think the glass bottle plays a huge role because
it's going to give you a better taste.
It's really refreshing and delightful.
Mm-hmm.
Who owns them? It's naturally alkaline with a pH of 8.0 or higher, which is what we like to see.
Is it bottled at the source?
I got to find out.
Bringability, also good. I think you really show up strong with the Acquapana. And like a Pellegrino at the dinner party are also going to get props.
Or like when you're hosting, if this is what's out, mm-hmm. that's the thing.
And it will be cheaper than an Antipodes moment.
Oh.
Nestle.
Guess. Yep.
Yeah, I thought so because my ready refresh.
It's on the roster.
It's an option that you can choose.
So it's owned by San Pellegrino, which was then acquired by Nestle.
Got it. Okay, that's what I thought. I thought that it was like, because it seems like a spiritual sister to San Pellegrino. It
does have 450 years of history. So.
That's not nothing. What a history.
A+.
I still stand by. I'm going to give it an A.
Okay.
Just because taking the plus away for the big corporate involvement.
Yeah.
But also being good at business is knowing what's good and getting it.
I'm saying good for them.
Yeah.
I'm coming from a place of great that you took your 450 year water tradition and turned it into big business.
Yeah. That's great water.
Yeah.
It can't be denied.
So we've got Liquid Death, our only can in the mix.
I got the Liquid Death because I figured we were so impressed by their sparkling offering that I wanted to see what they bring to the table in a flat vibe. I'm going to say I don't trust water in a can. I do trust a sparkling water in a can.
Yeah.
Because it's carbonated and I'm used to carbonated beverages in cans.
They go hand in hand.
But like a flat water in a can, I don't like it.
It's just to blend at the bar.
Yeah.
You know, you just want to be part of the scene without drawing attention to your hydration tactics.
Yeah.
Which I'm still impressed with the whole ruse that they're doing and how profitable it's been.
genius level marketing. Genius.
And I bet if this was cold, then it would be a different story. But we'll see right here, right now.
High bringability in the car fits in the cup holder. Yep. It's also a tall boy. You get like 16 ounces. Also
cute to bring to like a house party. Not a dinner party, but if you show up with this.
Yeah, that's going to win you some points.
And they have it at Trader Joe's. Okay, it's sink water, but.
It has like a film on the glass that I noticed when I was drinking it, which really turned me off. And it does. It is sink water.
But if cold and if it's just the option of the day, it's fine. But
I'm not okay with it. I'm not okay with what my eyes saw in this glass as I drank it. And while I'm a big fan of their sparkling offerings, I'm not a fan of this. I give this a D. I don't want anything to do with it. I give it an F.
It doesn't taste
great. Forget the fuck away from me.
I'm going to give it...
with your liquid death ass.
A C minus for purely riding the train of the packaging, the innovation, and that. But okay, fair enough. It doesn't taste... It's not my favorite. Especially coming off a high of Aquapana and Antipodes. This is a
low,
nothing.
Yeah, this is a low point of my life and of this episode. And it's in bad taste to pour out water, so I'm going to drink it, but I won't like it.
Bring it back up with Aqua Carpatica.
This was just a random Erewhon offering.
Aqua Carpatica. Am I pronouncing that right? I'm unclear.
Yeah. This says naturally nitrate free. I would hope so. Naturally sodium free. Alkaline pH 8.1. All natural from the Carpathian Mountains. Nature's most perfect water. And it made some claims, I feel like. Okay, yeah. That's Tony's a fan of the packaging. He's stolen the lid. He's about to choke on it.
Nitrate free. I've never in my life... I think of hot dogs when I think of nitrates.
Yeah. Okay, so when I was investigating waters, I was like looking at this as a potential option. I was reading the back label and then I was like, okay, this is a crazy claim. It said it's best for babies and expectant mothers.
How so?
I don't know. It just is saying that.
It also claims it's nature's most perfect water.
It's a Romanian water. It's bottled at the source in Benjaru Spring, Vatra Dornai, Romania. So it is from Romania. BPA free, low mineral content, clean, pure taste with no aftertaste. Natural electrolytes, 100% recyclable.
The bottle's cute.
It's a cute bottle tall. With a lot of claims. Tall, may fit in some cup holders, not all.
It tastes clean in a way that liquid death did not capture the same feeling.
I'm sad that I didn't like do a full soapy rinse of the glass because I'm like liquid death is poisoning everything that I drink from here on out. I think this is fine. I'm like, why is it the best for mothers and babies?
Do you recall the price point on this? Was it astronomical?
No, I think it was like regular, under five.
Okay. What a wild category bottled water is. There's so much to unpack.
I'll Google some things
this
right now.
This has calcium, magnesium, and TDS. I don't know what TDS is.
Yeah, this is like a very chill price point. I think it's like $1.20 or $2 or something like that.
Okay, I really like that.
It says Aqua Carpatica comes deep from the Carpathian Mountains as an ancient land where time seems to stand still, leaving only the pristine beauty of nature and history. It's the last wild forest of Europe, and with no agricultural industrial activity in the surrounding areas, it's like going back in time. Okay, like that, I buy that.
I would do like a more like old-timey packaging personally if that's what they're trying to communicate.
Yeah.
It's giving more sporty in their font and presentation. Like sporty science is what I'm getting from the packaging.
Nitrates are used in chemical fertilizers in intensive agriculture. Other sources of nitrates include septic tank leakage, livestock manure, and erosion of natural deposits.
Oh.
So I guess that could leach in. If you're doing kitchen sink water, maybe you have some nitrates in there. They get absorbed by plant roots. Their excessive use pollutes water tables and aquifers and eventually contaminates the bottled water.
I like it. I like the price point. It tastes clean.
I need to examine my Romanian prejudice because there's something going on where I'm like, when you're making a lot of claims, but I don't know enough. And then I'm like, this is classic Romania. And then that's on me. And so I'm really realizing that I need to get right.
Is the Tale of Anastasia, does that take place in Romania?
That's Russia.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But she was, you're thinking, Anastasia Romanov.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you. I went through a big phase of that story when I was a kid.
Oh.
Really into it.
That movie changed a lot of things for me. This seems cool. And I don't know why it's the best for prenatal care and babies, but...
Taking note.
It seems like... No one shot that claim down.
I think that's a really smart angle to go into.
It's won a lot of Aqua awards. Very recent. Whoa, it won a lot of awards in 2022.
Hats off.
Okay.
Aqua Carpatica.
I'm going to do one more taste.
Okay. I would buy it again.
It is clean. And I guess it is lacking that like mineral taste that other waters might have. It's good. I would get it again.
A minus.
I'm going to go B because I don't know if I trust and I'm going to work on that.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to unpack.
I really need to unpack. And I just have questions.
That's a haul. Personal prejudices that we don't know where the root comes from.
Yeah. I have no idea, but I was like Romania.
We've got one more.
Okay. Wow. We've come to the end of the haul.
We've come to the end of the haul.
And just like that, they go by so fast.
They really do. Especially when you wait 2 days in between. Okay. We're ending with a
Old
personal
Faithful.
Favorite.
Yeah. Erewhon spring water.
Naturally alkaline from Shasta Springs, California, bottled at the source.
Let's see what's good. Let's see if they hold up to the sparkling water.
Mystification, really, that sparkling water has had a grip on me ever since.
Mm-hmm.
It's now if I want to treat myself, that's
you
what
get
I
a
reach
bottle.
For.
Yeah, I've turned other people onto it and they also experienced a similar cocaine-like high from drinking it. So I know that we weren't
alone. I've realized
that
that's really what I'm looking for in my water.
And we got it from
H Factor. The other one.
Ophora. Yeah, we were flying high after the part one of the haul. Okay, cheers.
L'chaim. It's great.
Yeah, it's a good water. I think better than Aqua Carpatica or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. There's just it's like a smoother, almost the way that Evian kind of like hits. It's like a silkiness.
Yeah. This has a brightness to it.
It's great.
It's really good.
Bringability is high.
High bringability. You're going to get people excited. This is another one that they offer like the 33 ounce similar style bottle to the Antipodes. So you bring a flat, you bring a sparkling. People love a name recognition moment and they say, wow, this person's really on to something.
Yeah. You want to win friends? Bring water.
Yeah. I give it an A plus.
A plus. Final thoughts on the haul. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I'm fascinated by this industry. I'm scared about our water quality in this country as a whole.
Oh, hugely.
And that's a whole other topic.
Yeah, if you want to get a real wake-up call, head on over to ewg.org/tapwater.
Type in your zip code
and it will give you a not recent report on the levels of contaminants in your local tap water. And that's going to be a disconcerting reality check. And then you'll be really glad that you have this haul to guide you in the right direction.
And then we'll have this list of water that, although the jury's out on the contaminants that are present within this water that we bought at the store, I don't know who's checking for that. But The branding's cute on a lot of them.
And I trust glass.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to think about. Also, if you really want your mind blown and you want to truly wake up, read the hidden messages in water.
And let's all try the post-it note thing.
Oh, I'm going to try that.
Me too. Great. Okay, what a good haul.
What a haul. Great haul.
So fun.
We'll see you guys next time.
Floating away now.
Bye.
Bye. Too Niche is created and hosted by Laura Marie Shainhalls and me, Elizabeth Cott.
Today's episode was edited by AJ Mosley. If you loved today's episode, please give us a 5-star A+ rating in Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast audio. And be sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And be sure to smash the follow on Instagram and TikTok @this_is_too_niche.